you know, because in the studio with us right now, Coach Marcus Kahn, University of Mary Washington Eagles. I mentioned this earlier. There was like three. How many D3 schools are there? Do you know off the top of your head?
Right around 400.
400. Yeah. And we're down to two.
Two.
And one is right here in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
And one is going to win.
Yes. Yes. An Eagle is going to win because they're playing the Eagles. Emory Eagles. University of Mary Washington Eagles. We want these Eagles to win. Here's some cool stats. 29-3 this year, right? That is the most wins in the history of Mary Washington season basketball. Undefeated at home, 16-0. I want to take credit for that, but I'm not going to. Just FYI. They made the Final Four, first time ever in the history, and they're now playing for the national championship. And what I did not know, and what you just informed me, Coach Marcus Kahn is the first coach in Division III basketball to take two teams to a national championship game. How cool is that?
He's cool.
And he's going to talk to the North Carolina Tar Heels this afternoon. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't want to spread those rumors. That's all we need. So, congratulations, man. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is good.
How many interviews have you done this week?
Oh, I don't know. Starting Monday night, it's been
nonstop, right?
Nonstop, but fun.
I mean, you haven't lost your voice yet.
No, not yet. It's well trained through the season.
You don't yell on the sideline. I've never seen you yell one time in my life. So, anyway, we have you for the whole hour, hopefully.
Perfect. Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. And then you got to get serious. Next week at this time, you'll be waking up in Indianapolis.
Yeah, we'll be getting out there Thursday, and by this time next week, it'll be. I won't be doing these.
You will not. It's all focus. It all starts today, to be honest with you. And we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the team. Hopefully they got some fun swag. I mean, it's just huge for all these kids. Awesome. And I say kids because I'm old. Yep. But, I mean, it's just got to be a lot of fun.
Well, they are. We have one. We didn't have any. No seniors. So we had one guy, the oldest guy on the team, turned 21 like a month ago.
Yeah.
So we're young in every way.
And I hope Ted puts on the Facebook page today, my son sent a picture of you. They douse you with water after the win. I mean, it looked like a monsoon in the locker room.
Oh, they love it. It's the one part like, oh, do I have to go in there? I need to hide.
Take the glasses off.
Yes, I did.
So awesome. All right, so we're going to if you have a question for Coach Kahn, feel free to text us in. We'll see if we can get some of those questions. But we're joined by Coach Marcus Kahn, head coach of the University of Mary Washington Eagles, playing for the national championship in a little over a week. Next week at this time, you will be in Indy.
Yeah, we'll be out there waking up in Indianapolis about this time next week, ready to go.
And how cool is it to have Fredericksburg? I mean, the flags are flying in Fredericksburg, the Mary Washington downtown. They have University of Mary Washington flags flying. And the last game Saturday, I've never seen that many people in my life in the Anderson Center. I mean, they were in the rafters.
Oh, there was standing room only.
It was loud.
Try not to pay attention to the fans too often when coaching, but coming out of the locker room for the game and seeing it standing room, people hanging over the railings was awesome.
Just to see the team, the kids, they were walking out and they were like, whoa, these people are for us.
Yes.
It was really, really cool.
Such an advantage to have all the community behind us like that, for sure.
It's really cool. Sure. We mentioned on the last break over 400 teams in the D3, and now there's down to two, Mary Washington and Emory. Emory is a bigger school.
Yep.
Down in Atlanta. Yep. And both of you fly out next Thursday, head out to Indianapolis. They've had 2 weeks, so you got 2 weeks off, right?
2 weeks off.
Jeez, that's brutal. But
is that hard? Because that takes you totally out of what you do for the regular season.
It takes, we got to really focus on staying in rhythm. That's the challenge of this week. But it's also been nice to be able to give them a day off or two since it's been such a rush. Getting them back into classes, having some normalcy back in their lives here for a week. This afternoon is when we turn the page back to game.
Yep, it's time to get serious again, right?
Have they become like celebrities?
I was going to say, people got to know them, right?
Yeah. I think everybody's pretty excited on campus. They've been coming back from classes saying how everybody's congratulating them, walking into the dining hall. We actually had a recruit on campus yesterday, so that was my first time walking across campus, and everybody seems to be pretty pumped about what we're doing.
Yeah, but when I call the Mary Washington games online, and you let me come to a couple practices. And early in the season, before our first game, I looked at them and I said, this team is – I told you, I worked the morning show, I said, this team is going places.
He told me, you told me last year.
Yeah, October, said, November.
He said last year, this team, if they stay together, are going to do some special things. You told
yeah,
me that.
I did. I've never seen a team gel. Are they sick of each other yet or no?
No. I think that it's...
they're closer?
They might be sicker of the coaches, and the coaches might be getting a little tired of that. A little bit of that with all the practices going. But no, I think this what makes this group so special is that they just have fun no matter what we're doing. Last weekend, we're just hanging out in the lobby, ready to go.
Yeah.
They're having fun together.
Yeah.
We're in airports waiting for our flights. They're having fun. They are, again, it's what makes it work. So
I mean, your halftime interview last Saturday, which you absolutely look like you love to give a halftime interview. But I think you said it right. You said, hey, I just told them, play your game. Have fun.
Yeah.
And because they were tight, and then all of a sudden, you could see the light switch.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, and to your first point, yeah. No, I do not enjoy a microphone at halftime.
I don't think any coach does, but yeah, I saw the look on your face. I said, probably not a good time to grab them when you're down going into half or coming out of half.
No. But yeah, it was just about us being us and get back to having fun playing basketball.
Right.
And stop worrying about the result or worrying about the moment. Just go play and have fun together.
Yeah.
And once we got back to doing that, the game turned around for us.
Yeah. It was really cool, the Elite Eight out in Indiana. Did they get swag? I mean, did they get any perks? I mean, you realize these are college kids. They don't have any money. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Did they get more than a water bottle, I hope?
Oh, it was funny, all of them. We walked into the locker room in the Coliseum there in Fort Wayne. And they had a locker made up for each guy already with their nameplate on it.
Wow.
And a backpack, a hoodie.
Wow.
A little back commemorative basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A big box, and it had a Stanley.
That is awesome.
And a blanket.
Right, right. All
so
the good
much
stuff.
That guys were like, I don't know, I have room in my bag to get it back. So it's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
And did you have room to bring the trophy back? I hope you did.
We got the trophy back. We did get the trophy.
And the net? Did you? You didn't cut the nets.
No, we didn't cut nets this last weekend. Okay. So hopefully we get to bring a net home.
How cool would that be?
Next Sunday.
And when you land next Thursday, I take it you're back on schedule for practice. So you take a bus to the hotel, a bus to practice, a bus back, right? I mean, it's all scripted then, right?
It'll be scripted. We had a phone call the other night, kind of going through everything and how it's going to work.
Okay.
Here's our bus times. Here's where the bus parks. Here's our shoot-around times. Practice times.
It's crazy.
Media times.
Yeah,
so, yeah. It's scripted to the minute for us, which is nice for me. It takes the planning out of it.
100%. And we mentioned you're the only coach in D3 that's taken two teams to the national championship. Do you let them just take it all in? I mean, you know, just because you've been there. You know what's coming,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and I hope I take it in a little more this time.
Right.
That could have been a little bit of my weakness last time of making too much of the moment.
Yeah.
It is a big moment. It is something
huge.
that they've been working towards. But, again, this group, Coach Sansone, Mark, he and I looked at each other at practice in Fort Wayne, and just were like, these guys take nothing too seriously. The moment is not too big. And so I hope they keep that vibe going for two more weeks and not let the moment get too big. But take it in. We have a lot of cool things we get to do while we're in Indianapolis. And I really hope that they enjoy every moment of it and enjoy each other's times.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, I know you're from the West Coast. You're a West Coast guy. Yeah. Any family coming in for the weekend, next weekend? I mean,
we got a lot. We got a lot of people from California coming out.
That's awesome.
They were here. They were in Fort Wayne this last weekend.
They came to Fredericksburg. Saw you get your big win.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll tell you what. It's one of the things I've enjoyed most. This made it nice for me. Moving east and coaching is my dad has kind of been a super fan.
Yeah, and he's a fan of me too. By the way,
of course. Right. Yeah, they so he flew out for each round of the tournament this year. Obviously, when we were in Santa Cruz, was up there for all
the
games.
Right.
He's been going back and forth each weekend throughout the NCAA tournament run, and he's got. We were talking last night, making sure the room's all set and the tickets are on hold for him.
That is really cool. Yeah. We'll do more questions here shortly, but. AJ and Ted, I don't know if Coach Khan remembers this. It's probably 8 years ago. I coached a Y League team. Our son played in the Y League. He filled in as the coach on the game we played his team. I beat Coach Khan.
I don't remember that.
He immediately started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He immediately started working the refs, like right when the clock started. I was like, it's a Wiley. What are we doing here? You know?
That could be true. I don't know about the other part, but that could be.
So, and you're just a normal guy.
I've never heard that story.
I know.
Held
see,
that till right this moment.
I have held it to this moment. So, can you stay around for a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. If you got any questions for the coach, feel free to text us in. We're going to get. I see Coach Khan in grocery store shopping. I got to hear some fun family stuff because he's not just a coach. He's a dad. He's a husband. And yeah, you got what. 15 kids right now that you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, two that I'm legally responsible for, but
and the
now
rest
it feels
are...
like 17 of them.
I'm sure of that. So we'll get back to more of you here shortly. Let's check traffic. Oh, it's Adam in for Jeremy Gray on the Jeremy Gray Show. Happy Friday. Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long week. It's been a quick week for you. We're joined by Coach... University of Mary Washington coach Marcus Khan, Eagles playing in the national championship next Sunday. Melissa texts in, will the game be televised? Go Eagles.
It will, yes. It'll be 4:30 Sunday on ESPN+. So I think if you have Hulu, Disney+,
any of those,
or you have the app,
yeah,
you'll be able to stream it.
Yeah, I shouldn't say this on the air, but I have given my Disney Plus account to a lot of people to watch. How can I watch Mary Washington? So, it'll all be over next Sunday. That's then right. I won't, you know, that many people won't be tuned in. But it's really cool that to see you on ESPN. Yeah. And the stats, and they do player profiles. Jay Randall was one of them. You know, he put up 22 points in that one game, and they did a whole highlight reel of him. And I was like, how cool is that?
Pretty neat.
I hope somebody's recording that, you know. So I mentioned before the break, I've seen you in grocery store shopping. I've seen you do dad things. Does Coach Marcus Khan cook at home? Is there a dish that, you know, or is this just Chick-fil-A or whatever? Not, you know...
Well, if you in the grocery store, if it's my day, it's usually the prepackaged
stuff. Is
that
stuff. What it is? Yeah, yeah. The frozen food. I do see you in the frozen foods a lot.
No. I do. I'll get on the grill a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Sundays, my wife has got yoga all day on Sundays.
Okay, yep.
And so
it's up to you.
It's up to me. And certainly in the fall, I've indoctrinated my youngest son into watching 49er games with me, and so
he's a big 49ers fan. That's right, you're the West Coast guy.
So I'll cook some football food, and we'll watch the Niners.
Yeah.
And
your wife comes back, you're like, "What are you doing back already?"
That's right.
It's up to her, right?
Up to her. Because if it was up to us, it would be some very simple dinners we would have.
I do have a question for you, just because I'm pretty superstitious when it comes to sports. Is there anything you feel like I have to eat this before a game? I have to listen to this song before a game?
Right.
Do you have anything that you do before a game, like religiously?
That's a great question.
Yes, I am. I feel like early in my career, it was very superstitious about everything. The meal the night before, if we had, and then we win, then it's that every time. when we were wearing suits and ties, I would not wear that tie again if we lost.
Ooh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. It was. So in my first year here, I was tie-less for a while because we had we didn't have such
bad
a good
start.
Season.
The
bad tie
start.
Was the reason.
The tie was the reason we lost, of course.
Coach Khan's in his underwear tonight.
I know, right?
That's right.
He's just shedding clothes after every game, you know.
So now it's, there's this year, it's not anything to do with the clothing that we've been wearing the same getup, and it's been working. So my wife asked her, now are you gonna wear it? You're gonna dress back up now as a champ? No, I'm not changing what we've done now.
Yeah. Don't
now.
Change anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But they have some gorgeous quarter zips that they wear in every game. Yeah. I'm jealous. I'd love to get a quarter zip, but those things are they're hard to come by. But
songs that I've had that I've listened to. It's funny. I just kind of realized one game on the bus I was listening to them.
The Coach Khan playlist. This is
exclusive. I want to know what this is.
And it worked. And so now even just from my house to the Anderson Center. I've got to have three songs I've got to listen to. I was making sure I had them with me listening to them on the bus ride over to the arena this weekend.
So you've been,
So,
all right, what are they?
I'm pulling up my playlist
because
here for you.
The warm-up music before the game, I don't know one song. I can't understand one word. And I was like, I know this is not coach's playlist.
I don't know any of those songs the guys play.
All right, good.
So when it's my turn in practice, I always ask, can I have the aux today?
No.
I've come across a couple, and it's funny, it just kind of happened. Some random bands, but one song that I've listened to before every game is called Fade Away by Alex Pentelius.
All right.
couldn't tell you. I think I came up on Instagram one time in my reel.
You're like, I love this.
And I liked it, so I put it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Since I've been listening to that song in the car ride or in, you know, it's, in my headphones on a bus.
It's been a winner.
We've been on a win streak, so.
Oh, okay. I got to look that song
up. I know. I do too. In your another interview that you did, they asked, will the team or will you watch Hoosiers?
Yeah.
This weekend, right? I mean, do the kids even watch that movie?
Classic movie.
But Coach Sansone, he's small enough. I think you could put him on your shoulders and measure the rim.
I hope he's listening. And if not, I cannot wait to tell him.
We haven't recorded.
I think it'd be awesome.
You know. Perfect. I think there's definitely been mention of that in the hotel one night when we're having some downtime throwing that on.
I think that is really cool.
It is a great movie. Yep. All right. So you got a playlist. You do dad duties. You do some grilling. What do you do when next Sunday, say you win the championship or whatever? I mean, these kids go off and then do their thing for a little bit of time. You're going to miss them.
Oh, it'll be, I think it'll be know? Good.
Yeah.
It'll be good for all of us. We've been going since late September with practices. Yeah. And
I think you're in 80, 90 practices now?
I think tonight's will be like 88 or something, 89.
It's crazy.
But for you, it doesn't end. I mean, you're focused on this, but you mentioned having a recruit in this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That all continues.
I mean, yeah, how does that work?
It's a different
totally
kind
different.
Of recruiting.
Totally different. Yeah, no, the coaching practices, the being with these guys day in and day out will change a little bit. We'll have some meetings, obviously. We'll continue with academically to make sure that they're kept up. But the recruiting piece is full steam ahead. We had somebody on yesterday. We got somebody on tonight.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
We have several guys we're going to be looking at over the course of this next week.
So you're still working?
Yeah, that's a never-ending process.
And being you're still playing basketball, playing for the national championship, other teams are done. They're reaching out right now. So you have to compete with that as well as get ready for a national championship game.
For sure. I will say it's nice, though, to send the text, hey, sorry I didn't call you this week. However, we're on a flight back from the Final Four heading to the national championship.
Sort of makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I think that kind of gives us a week of grace period, I hope.
That's awesome. You got time for one more break?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. Adam in for Jeremy on the Jeremy Gray Show. Happy Friday. Yes, clouds coming in, a little rain moving in here in a little bit. Temperature's going to drop. We are joined here by the University of Mary Washington men's basketball coach Marcus Kahn, playing for the national championship next Sunday, Easter Sunday. Everything culminates in Indianapolis, right? You got the Division I, Division II, Division III, and NIT.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Joint championships is a special year. They don't do it every year.
No, so, they don't.
It's pretty neat to be involved with this one.
It ought to be a lot of fun. Now, I know you love the community. You love getting out in the community. You love when the community comes and supports you guys. You did Upwards Basketball, Fredericksburg United Methodist Church. They do a league over there. I think they have 250 kids or something. And your team, those kids went out there and ran practice for the kindergartners, first and second grade, third and fourth.
That's amazing.
And it was so cool when they had Upwards Sunday, and that place was at Mary Washington when you guys played the Banana Slugs. And they just love it.
Yeah, it's so good for our guys to give back to the community in that way.
And they could see it.
Yep, absolutely. They enjoy it. It's fun. Like, the parents always come and say how much their kids enjoy our guys being there.
Right.
And our guys come back to the next practice and say, Coach, it's so much fun. No, it's great.
Jaden Burgess looked like he was at home.
Yes.
The kids loved him. He was like, come on, let's get a picture. Come on. You know, it was really cool.
Oh, it's really, again, our guys going over there, it's over break.
Yeah.
So we're not in class, so we'll practice and send them over there in the evenings to help out. And then we have Upward Day at our games. And this year it happened to be against Santa Cruz on a Sunday afternoon.
Really cool.
That really kickstarted our good crowds.
The run.
I mean,
it really did.
Jump started the crowds we were at.
It really did. All right, before we get out of here, you got middle schoolers listening, basketball players, high schoolers. What's one word of advice you get? If they want to advance and go to college, what do you tell them? Just have fun?
Have fun with it. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's certainly a process.
It's a job, right?
It's a job. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days with it. It's just staying with it, being persistent.
Yeah.
If you want it, just be persistent and keep working towards your goal.
If you guys win the national championship, do you think there'll be a parade anywhere downtown Fredericksburg or anything?
You're going to have to wake me up for a parade.
He needs to rest.
Yeah.
To win this thing.
Yeah. That would be really cool. Okay, so just FYI, games next Sunday, Easter Sunday, 4:30 p.m., ESPN+. Plus. If you got Hulu, you got Disney, you have ESPN. Get the app if you can't, right? Yeah. You guys fly out next Thursday.
Yes.
And then it's just all ready to go.
All ready to go. Yep.
Again, congratulations, man. It's just an honor to have you in here. I appreciate all your time you've done this whole season with me, and thank you.
Thank you.
No, good luck. We're cheering for you. All of Northern Virginia is cheering for you. It's time to get serious this afternoon, right?
Yep. Looking forward to that part for sure. Getting back to some normalcy.
Let's get back to some normalcy, some classwork and practice, right? Yep. So
for sure.
Good luck.